I love London. I love, you know, the opportunity they gave me to come out here and share this experience with the fans. And yeah, I'm just blessed to be here.
And how about the reaction of the fans over here? It seems like the Wembley games have been taken to the heart over here. Yeah. They always sell out in no time at all. And do you think Jacksonville have had the welcome that you wanted from the London fans and the British fans? And of course, from all over Europe, you get people coming over for the London games, yeah, because it's that much easier to get to than over in the States.
Well, last year was my first year, so I didn't know what to expect coming here. But, you know, just seeing all the fans of the NFL period, not even just, you know, Jacksonville Jaguar fans, it was just it was an amazing sight to see, you know, all those who came out to support us. And yes, I said I didn't know what to expect, but I loved it. As the game at Wembley, it kind of felt like, I've never been to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
but it felt like a little mini Super Bowl in that sense. But yeah, it was an amazing experience.
And the stadium's top notch stadium, Wembley.
It is. Yeah. It is. it's probably one of the best stadiums that I've played in so far.
And in terms of the next season coming up, of course, it's the draft weekend, yeah, and everyone gets super pumped for this weekend. Yeah. And do you remember what it was like when you were coming through?
I do. It was very, very
nervous,
draining.
Was it? Yeah.
Stressful. It was all that tied up. Because, you know, you put in so much in as far as, you know, training, doing the combines, making sure you say the right things when you go to an interview with the coaches, with the teams, your personal workouts with the teams, your pro days, and it just takes a huge toll on you. And when that time comes for the draft and you get that phone call, it just makes it all worth it.
Were you there with all your family when the call came through?
Yes. I kept it small because that's how I like it. I don't, you know, like to do the big parties, yeah, huge parties or anything, call too much attention to myself, but you know, I just enjoy that time with my family.
Well, also those parties can fall flat as well for some players,
yes,
not for you, but
yes,
you know, that's the other risk, isn't it? That
definitely,
it's a terrible thing to,
yeah,
think, cripes, I might not get picked up here.
It's not that I didn't know that I would, you know, get drafted. It's just the fact that it's the draft. Anything can happen. You know, I've been told that a lot. Like, say a team might show you a lot of interest, that team might not necessarily pick you up. Another team who didn't talk to you might pick you up, and that's how the draft is. So, you know, I didn't know what to expect going into it, but I knew that I put myself in a good position to get drafted, and you know, I had to be smart about it. I knew I wasn't going the first round, so it wouldn't make, you know, much sense to me to have a big party, throw it as if I was getting drafted the first round, the second round. So yeah, I mean, I just took that into account and did what's best for me and my family.
And what's it like when you suddenly think, right, I'm heading off to Jacksonville? Like,
yeah,
you don't know where you're going, obviously, before it gets announced. And then you weigh up where you're going, how it's going to be to live there. And obviously, you're going somewhere hot rather than,
yeah,
heading up,
yeah,
to the north, you know, franchises.
I was excited about that.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, all I knew was the cold weather from up north. You know, I went to school in Connecticut. I'm from Jersey, so I was always around the cold. Mm-hmm. And to have the opportunity to go down somewhere where it's warm, I mean, I couldn't beat that. And on top of that, I was put in a good position because, you know, as far as our team needs, you know, we didn't have a cornerback or a safety. So, you know, that's why they drafted me and Cyprian to come in and play. And coming in as a rookie and playing and starting at that, you know, it was an amazing, amazing accomplishment.
And in terms of what the commissioner said about London, you know, he's hinted that there could even be a possibility that London could have a franchise over here in the future. What do you make of that? Do you think that would be something that players would actually really look forward to? Or do you think players would feel a bit sort of out of it over here as opposed to being over in America?
I think, I mean, everybody would be excited for that, you know. I know I like to travel, so I wouldn't mind that at all. As I said, I like it here a lot. I wouldn't mind traveling and coming to play a team out here. You know, the only thing, as I said, is to get adjusted to the time difference. But yeah, I mean, that'd be a good move, I believe.
You could get used to some London life.
I get used to it.
And the season coming up, you got high hopes, especially with those London games that you can really kick on, and hopefully, if you get that good draft pick or two, that you could really push on this season.
If we do what we need to do and put all the pieces to the puzzle together, I think we'll have a good chance.
Yeah, because Shahi Khan, the owner, he didn't have good luck with Fulham over here, his football team. So he's hoping for a big season from you guys, I guess.
He's a great owner. Yeah. And, you know, he wants what's best for the team, and he's going to do, you know, whatever is necessary to, you know, to give us a fighting chance and win games. And I think as far as the Fulham, you know, thing goes, you know, that's all part of soccer. It's going to be a lot of up and downs. And I know he's going to, you know, do what's best for the team and you know, get them back to where they need to be.
Well, we hope you have a great time in London. Look forward to seeing you back in the autumn as well.
Thank you.